So if you just talk in general terms about today, what you're able to accomplish?
Well, we wanted to get some timing done today in terms of our practice, in terms of doing it in the morning. So we got the guys up early this morning, and because the next 2 days we're going to be switching our emphasis to morning practice and doing our walkthrough in the afternoon. So that was the first thing. And then we worked on some 2 minute, some goal line short yardage, some of the things that we need to clean up from the game, especially down there in the red zone. And next step is get on the bus, get to the airport and head to Houston and go mobile for five days.
Coach, can you talk about since day one of camp till now, how the team has progressed in your eyes?
Well, I think that we've done some things very well at times, and I think we've done some things that we've got to get better at. And that's the way training camp is. It's going to be one day you're feeling good about one segment of your offense or defense, and the next day you're going, damn, where was that offense yesterday, you know? So it's, you know, it's up and down. I do like the way that the guys are competing. That's the main emphasis for us, and everyone knows what the situation is in terms of roster spots, and they are playing the game like it's supposed to be played, and I look forward to watching finish off camp. You know, we will, when we come back, we'll have 1 day of a double session, and then we're going to get into game plan mode. It's already here when we get back to Atlanta, but we've got a lot of work to do in Houston.
Coach, you guys have had to deal with some of the heat here, but have you really kind of tried to prepare the guys for practicing the weather down there?
Well, I thought yesterday was probably the closest that we're going to get to the weather that we're probably going to have in Houston. It's going to be muggy. It's going to be humid. We've got to do a good job of hydrating when we get on the plane. We've got to make sure that we drink 20 ounces of fluid per hour on the flight. You know, that's one of the things that our guys will be reminded to do. And it's going to be important that we pre-hydrate and then stay hydrated down there because it's going to be competitive. Houston has got a good football team. They've got some very good athletes. I'm looking forward to watching some of our offensive linemen go against their pass rushers. They've got an outstanding wide receiver that's going to challenge some of our defensive backs. And if Arian Foster, I know he's been banged up a little bit at the running back position. If he goes, we're going to see one of the top running backs in the league. So we're going to be able to gauge ourselves against some very good individual players.
Was Devontae look like he was okay today?
Yeah, Devontae was fine. Devontae was dehydrated for practice, and we wanted to be very precautionary and take him off the field. We got him rehydrated, and he was ready to go.